850-370-3733. That is the SACL CAI call-in line here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do on the show. Let's go straight into the calls. Let's take Scott in Massachusetts. Scott?
Hello. How are you, Ian?
This is Mark. Is this Scott Mark. The Bigot?
Yes, Scott the Bigot, the one and only.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I have a very special co-host for you this evening.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
What would you like to talk about?
How are you?
I'd like to talk about the 9/11.
Okay.
And how we were attacked because of our aid to Israel and...
Well, yeah, don't forget to blame the Jews, because you've got a Jew in the studio, too.
Well, the Jews were responsible, that absolutely, because of our aid to Israel. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And it's not only the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. That's just one segment of a component of how the Jews control America. You've got Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns that control Wall Street and the Federal Reserve and the New York Times, the media, Hollywood. So, and then, of course, the homosexual and lesbian movement. The Jews are responsible for.
If the Jews control America. Well, if the Jews control America, how is it that, control the world, actually, if
they control
one listens
the world,
to you.
That's right.
Yeah, then how is it that they get so much trouble?
Say that, how they get into trouble?
How do they get so much trouble from people? If they were actually able to control the world, do you think that they would be able to manipulate people's perception of them so that they wouldn't have this kind of that hatred by a small segment of the
population? Well, we Jews, while we do control the world, we're not that good at it. Let's be honest.
the Jews control the media. They manipulate people's opinion. And the reason why there's anti-Semitism, why there's going to be an explosion of anti-Semitism in the United States, it's coming very soon. The American people, by and large, are extremely stupid people. When you look at history, when you look at history, like in Poland or Hungary or Romania, the peasants found out that the Jews controlled the land, they controlled the purse strings, they controlled the money. In this country, America, we've been stupid. They haven't figured that out yet. There's always been racism against blacks, but there has not been, unfortunately, anti-Semitism never took off in the United States.
The
United States, the American people are basically a bunch of morons.
Okay,
I have a question for you. I heard you giving the Jews some flack for 9/11, and also you threw in the homosexuals. Is that right?
Are let me explain.
How am I responsible here for 9/11?
Let me explain. When you mean 9/11, or let's look for.
Well, I thought that's what you were claiming.
Well, yeah, I am. But let's look at homosexuality.
Do tell.
Anytime there's a liberal movement, whether communism, the Jews invented communism. Karl Marx was Jewish. Leon Trotsky was Jewish. Whenever there's a liberal movement, something way out, liberalism, communism, socialism, humanism, decadence in art, what have you.
Yeah.
The Jews always lead those movements.
And we put the gays out front, usually.
In other words, the Jews, so your listeners will understand, they have controlled world events through three areas. Number one, through international Zionism, where Israel is a thorn in the side of the world and it's going to start a world war.
Israel is relatively brand new.
Scott, I do hear you on the Jews comment. You've made that clear. But why are the homosexuals responsible for 9/11?
Punished the United States for its evil ways, for supporting homosexual marriage.
That's right.
Also, for compelling
abortion. You're responsible for the hurricanes, too.
Ooh.
See, Scott, I'm not for same-sex marriage. I'm for governments getting out of marriage altogether.
Look, the Jews always want to destroy homosexual. They want to destroy traditional marriage. They want to force homosexual marriage down our throat.
You have a risk out there for the call.
I'm done. Sorry.
Hold on. I guess I never thought of it until it was like just put that way. But can we? I'm not one to be offended, or especially from such a credible caller as that.
That's one of the reasons I let him go so long. The claims are just so ludicrous.
It's a good humorous interjection.
Yeah, God's punishing us
because
of 3-hour
show.
Derek's pink shirt.
My fault. Sorry, everyone.
Diagonally striped tie.
but is that like the telltale sign of having crossover? Because there is a lot of legitimate criticism of Israel that should be leveled. But when you say the Jews instead of the Israelis, is that where you tip your hand?
Well,
it just kind of occurred to me that that's the point.
He was blaming the Jews for having invented communism because a Jew had invented it.
Hey, Jew.
Yeah. Right. So all of the Jews who were alive at the time of Karl Marx are responsible.
Basically, you know, most of the libertarian thought out there, which is the opposite of communism and socialism, essentially is Jewish thought. So because you're talking about Rothbard, what, Hayek. there's some great Jewish
all
thinkers.
All those nerdy types.
And it doesn't matter to me. You're just talking about people's names as far as I'm concerned, but it's just funny to watch him ramble. You just can't beat that. When you can blame God for sending bad things to happen because gay folks are running around, that's good stuff.
He knows for sure. He asked. He checked God.
In Chicago. Mike?
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling a little dumber after that call.
Outstanding.
Who am I talking to tonight?
This is Mark.
And Derek J.
And Adam Kokesh.
Oh, Adam, okay, cool, hey. Yeah, you know, I have a question, Adam. I hope this doesn't offend you because I know you're in the Marine Corps, but Adam, one of the reasons I respect you so much is because you are a veteran and you speak out, but I got to tell you, I struggle with feelings of hating the military. I really hate the military.
So do I.
I think they commit evil. You know, I live near an Army Reserve Center, and when I walk by them, I'm tempted to, like,
well, that was an interesting call for a radio show, but there was an interesting point there. Should we get into this?
Yes.
Because, you know, for our caller who's no longer with us...
it is not going to come back this evening, I can assure you of that.
Got a little carried away with his
little potty mouth.
Got a little carried away with his rant there, but he was saying that he struggles with issues of hating the military. He didn't want to offend me for having been in the Marines, but a lot of people who are in the military also struggle with hating the military. It's very much a love-hate thing for all but the most sadistic bootlickers who join. And that doesn't that's not in and of itself what makes it a bad thing. I mean, in a world where collective self-defense is legitimate, yeah, you're going to have that institutional relationship with a military.
Yeah. The military is so great and the guys in the military loved it so much, you wouldn't see so many of them leave. I mean, you know.
Right, but I'm saying even if there was a libertarian justified military force, you would have that love-hate relationship with it. Any time you have that institutionalization of violence, whether or not it's morally justified, you're going to have that. And should you be hating the military as a whole? You know, it's like hating the government itself. It's kind of a waste of emotional energy. You know, you can hate the effect of it. You can hate the policy, but to hate the misguided people that, you know, includes all of us who live in the world that tolerates the United States military empire to be the evil force that it is. You know, it's really a waste of emotional energy to say, oh, I hate the military. I just want to go punch guys at the reserve center near where I live.
Yeah, that's certainly not going to get anybody your side.
Right. And so rather than wasting your energy yelling at these folks and screaming obscenities at them, I think if you really hate the military, what you'll do is set a good example and go up to these folks and communicate with them how you feel.
Appeal to that common humanity.
Right, without vulgarities.
Not even necessary on the radio.
Let's take Bill in Albuquerque. Bill? Hello, Bill. Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Hey, it's Bill in Albuquerque, a former caller of AM 1550 KIVA, I presume.
It is.
Outstanding.
I'm the same.
Outstanding. Hey. Well, thanks for joining me on Free Talk Live tonight, Bill.
Oh, well, the reason I was calling, actually, you know, my father was a military vet, and, you know, he hates what he went through in Vietnam. But hating the military is really kind of like hating the leaf on a weed when the root of it is the militarism and our current government policies and foreign policy that created it to begin with.
I hear that.
Absolutely. Can we keep Bill on?
The leaf is covered in thorns.
But it's the roots that's the problem.
I would concur with that. Bill, please hold the line here if you would. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the military? You know, yellow ribbon? Do you hate him? What is it? 855-450-3733.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions or do they own you? Do you manage them or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Derek J.
And Adam Kokesh. And so, Bill in Albuquerque.
Yeah, let's go to Bill in Albuquerque here. We got to pull him back up online. But real quick, you've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now, but maybe you didn't know how to get them. Well, here's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of bank locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved.
It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit ExchangeBitcoins.com. Again, it's ExchangeBitcoins.com. I opened up my account yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
So, let's go to Bill in Albuquerque. Bill?
Hey. You know, just going back to the issue of the militarism, sometimes we're hating the symptom instead of the cause. And that can be the same with feelings about police or other government officials as well. Although I'd say there are plenty of bad soldiers, like the killed team murderers, or bad cops. They're still all enabled and put there by a bad interventionist system.
Yes. You know, I tend to vacillate on this one, Bill, between holding people responsible for their individual actions. And I think that their individual actions, even when they're doing what is sort of their lawful duty, as it were, is still murderous. And at the same time, it's clearly the system that gives them the cloak of legitimacy. Not that these are bad folks, but these guys are brainwashed into doing this because they're told it's the right thing to do. And then once you're in a firefight, no doubt I'd shoot back. But you shouldn't be over there in the first place. That kind of thing, you know.
Well, how many people, and Adam, I think you can sympathize with this, went over initially thinking they were doing the right thing, and it was already too late by the time they started beginning to feel remorse. I know my father, he was wanting adventure on the high seas.
I agree, Bill, and I think that we're too far away from the point where we can – we're a long ways from the point of trying to convince people that the military – you know, I mean, like, we kind of have to have more of a groundswell about the ideas of liberty and peaceful interaction before we can really push these ideas. But the Nazis thought they were doing the right thing, too.
Right, and let's not forget what Nuremberg decided is that we are all responsible for our personal actions.
Is that an appeal to authority? If it happened at Nuremberg, it must be true.
No, but I think that it's important to keep in the back of our heads.
Hit us with the real logic and reason behind that assertion is what I'm saying here.
Oh, well, that you're the only person who can make decisions about what you do with your own body. It's certainly your own brain that makes the decisions to move your arm or not. So
there's really some irony in that Nuremberg's the decision at Nuremberg, which is an appeal to authority, is that there is no appeal to authority.
Right,
Bill?
Well, you know, I would say to that, and yes, you are correct. There is a groundswell happening, though.
Yes.
I think that's evidenced by how big a percentage of military donations Ron Paul's getting.
Yes, I agree.
But people, and you know, I'd like to go to say some cops. I have recently, over the last 5 years, been as a plumber about town in Albuquerque, asking every cop I've met informally what they think about drug laws. I haven't met one yet that still likes them.
Really?
But they're kind of trapped in a system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some that do, but I'm talking about these are just beat cops or guys that are my customers talking informally in the home, and they don't like it. They don't want to arrest somebody for just doing marijuana.
Well, Bill, it sounds like
But they feel like they're trapped. A lot of them say, what am I going to do? This is the system I'm stuck in.
Yeah.
Right.
And the pension. Don't forget the pension.
Well, then why not speak to younger people who haven't made the mistakes already? Because it sounds like you're talking to a lot of people who have been in the military, who are already in the system, working for the government, these police officers. Why not talk to kids who are in high school and disperse some literature for them about war? Disperse some literature.
We don't have to worry about the kids in high school, because the kids in high school today, they all have smartphones. And when their teachers tell them that the war in Iraq is a good idea, then they can look up the answers right there and call them out for it.
What I'm saying is that
Bill's still in a query stage, right? Like, he's been asking police officers what they think, and I think that one needs to have information before one acts.
Well, hold on, but I think what Bill was getting at here is that there is a we have to decide how we are going to look at other individuals doing things that we condemn as anti-freedom. And I think putting it in perspective like this is very important. When someone is doing something that they willingly, know is not fitting into their own moral framework, that is condemnable on another level. The people who took photos of torture at Abu Ghraib weren't saying, if these Iraqis aren't embarrassed, aren't humiliated, aren't tortured, then we're not going to be as safe as a country. Like they didn't go through that. That was a failure of their own morality. Whereas if it's a failure of awareness, which is I think the case in 99% of the rest of the evil of statism that we see in the world, it's a matter of raising awareness instead of condemning an individual. Do you condemn an individual soldier for accepting the mission to go to Iraq and get in firefights where he might be killing people that are innocent? Or do you then instead, you know, come from a point of sympathy and recognize that you are not perfect either? And that for, you know, people here at the Keene Activism Center talking about, I wish more, it was Jason Talley, Talley TV right here, who for Taco Tuesday was making tacos. Believe me, I'm going to make this connection here. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Was saying, hold on. He's saying, I wish more people would cook here so that we could avoid eating in town and paying a 9% sales tax that goes to support the statism.
Hear, hear.
And a lot of, and there are people here who are the most hardcore liberty activists in the country. I mean, I went out and had lunch with Jason today at a restaurant where we pay the 9% sales tax. I mean, I tipped so much it was irrelevant, but
yeah, negligible.
But you know, do we condemn that? You know, and it becomes a matter of degrees and awareness and evaluation. And if someone is making the evaluation, well, me being in the military is making the world a better place. That was my evaluation when I joined. You know, the answer is then if they are doing it out of their own good intentions, and they are doing so as 99.99% of human beings do, 99.9999% of the time, acting out of either legitimate moral self-interest or compassion or in recognition of other human beings and their own divine rights, then the answer is to not have that emotional reaction of condemnation, because it's almost snide and derogatory to say, well, you're not as enlightened as I am to know that paying that 9% sales tax for your meal in town is not as good for freedom as eating Jason Talley's Tuesday tacos here at the Keene Activism Center. And I think you can take that writ large and even go so far as forgiving someone like George Bush if you think that he was doing so out of the best of intentions. And I honestly, to the largest extent, I mean, I'm not going to go and make that personal evaluation about a guy like George Bush any more than any individual soldier or all the soldiers in the military. But the answer is still the same. Like, we are not perfect. Let us, if anything, share our awareness.
Okay, so my rebuttal to that, and I'm not really taking the hate the military stance here, but my rebuttal to that would be,
why do you hate the military, Mark? why do you hate America?
Is that you know, it's not about forgiveness, because I'm willing to forgive George Bush and everybody, but I do want to point out people's actions. And
right,
you know, the guys in 2006 that shot those five kids that they handcuffed, those are baby killers. Am I wrong for calling them baby killers?
No, Bill and Albert. Kirky, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thanks, Bill. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. Let's get Facebook toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about the military. Love them or leave them. Check out the cam, too, at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see Derek's powder pink shirt with his little diagonally straight tie. It's cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room there where you can get interactive with some folks that I'm sure would love to interact with you. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Vince in Indianapolis. Vince? Vince,
hello.
How are you?
Hello, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like your guest, Derek and Adam.
No, thank you.
I think you said Adam served in the military. When I was 16 or 17 years old, I joined the SDS.
The what?
Students for Democratic Society.
Students for Democratic SDI. Okay. Got it?
That was
SDS?
The
SDS.
Vietnam War and the... get 18-year-olds to vote back in the 70s. But, you know, I was... the reason why I was opposed to the Vietnam War was because of... I don't think that makes me an American than anybody else. I think that makes me much more an American.
Absolutely. Don't you think there's people out there that would call you an American, though, for that activity?
Well, yes, because, you know... but I remember when William Calley was charged with slaughtering a... quite a few Vietnamese women and children there in that the William Calley trial.
That was for the My Lai incident, correct?
My Lai incident. But that went on quite a bit in the Vietnam War, because I remember my next-door neighbors, I lived up in a place called Goshen, Indiana, which is in the northern part of the state. Our two neighbors were involved in, you know, they were the United States military. You know, one guy was a captain, the other guy was a lieutenant. And then when they came back, they were sick. They had been exposed to Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they eventually died.
Yeah, this is...
Their families were tore up.
This is the other aspect of the sort of sobriety that people look at this with, the solemnity, I guess you should say, is that, you know, these guys have willingly chosen to give their lives in one manner or another for the United States military. I don't think it even go in with that expectation. But there are a lot of people that die after the wars, too. There's going to be huge incidents of PTSD. There's going to be all kinds of people with what's the depleted uranium?
Depleted uranium poisoning.
Those kind of things are. I mean, this is what's this generation's new burden, and you know, you're supposed to fly a flag over it and put your hand over your heart. I saw those the debaters last night, the master debaters last night on the television. They were all standing there with their hand over their heart while somebody sang the national anthem. You don't put your hand over your heart when you sing the national anthem, but you have to one up the other guy now because you got to be more patriotic. And this isn't. You know, if you would have stood there and said, well, I'm going to do what the proper way to, you know, handle the national anthem is, which is just stand, well, then you would have looked like you're not patriotic enough.
Well, aren't you also supposed to take off your hat and put it on your hat?
There were no hats. Okay. People don't wear fedoras anymore.
Oh, okay, but since people aren't wearing fedoras, don't you just put an imaginary hat on top of your heart? Is that what they were doing?
No. I mean, they were all standing there with their hand over their heart like they were pledging allegiance.
That's gross.
Well, when I run for president, I'm going to have sparklers in my ears in addition to my American flag lapel pin while I poop out, you know, American flag streamers while they play the national anthem on the stage.
Vince?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I quit being a member of the Students for Democratic Society like a lot of people did because they were encouraging too much violence.
Good.
Yep.
Thanks for the help.
I mean, I was against the violence. If they were against the Vietnam War, they shouldn't be for violent overthrows.
Yeah, they were really just commies.
That's the beautiful appeal of the voluntarist libertarian message and why it was so... I felt very effective bringing people to that message as simply an anti-war veteran in the anti-war movement because all of the philosophies, if you can even call them that, being debated among the lefties that made up the majority of the anti-war movement, lacked that philosophical consistency of non-aggression. You throw that out there and you're the one guy going... Yeah, no, I know what I believe in. Yeah, no, and it's consistent. And no, really, one principle all the way through, yeah. And it applies. No, I don't have to make excuses for anything. It's just, yes, not all human interactions, all should be free of force, violence, and coercion. And it ends a lot of debates.
Crazy, crazy talk. Let's go to Kevin in Pennsylvania. Kevin?
Hey, guys, how are you doing tonight?
All's
great.
Hoorah.
Great. First off, I had a question for Adam, maybe just a chance for him to speak. I just recently started getting into RT's Adam vs. the Man, and saw that it is no longer. I was wondering if you could just speak to as to why that is and, what we might hope to see from you in the future.
Well, all I can really say, because we are talking about the Russian government here, is that, you know, it ended on terms that were agreeable to both of us. There wasn't, like, anything hostile about the cancellation of the show. I still love RT. If even from a voluntarist perspective, it's hard to say that about any state-sponsored media. But if you see governments as competing protection rackets, the one good thing they do is shoot at each other. And when they're really doing it just at each other and not at real people, then you know if it's a foreign government poking the American government in the eye, you know I'm all for that. And I love RT. I love their coverage. I think having their voice in the American national dialogue, to have some Russians going, oh, by the way, your government is full of crap, I think that's very valuable. And I think a lot of people who see RT footage and clips on the internet, mostly, you know, most of the people that I know who watch RT don't get it on cable, but they see, you know, occasional clips. And I think that alternative voice and this kind of stuff that they cover, the way they cover is very valuable. As for myself, I'm excited to have announced at Liberty Fest on Saturday that Adam versus the Man will be returning to the airwaves, cable, interwebs in one form or another. in the next week or two, but that's all we're going to say for now. And if you want to get signed up for our email list for the iCorps, we'll have an announcement about that shortly from adamversustheman.com. So thanks for the opportunity for that plug.
Anything else, Kevin?
Well, that's great. We all look forward to hearing more from you, Adam. The other thing that I wanted to mention, this is to Mark. The last time I had a chance to listen to the show was on Saturday's show on 9:10. And I was kind of disheartened to hear, Mark, that you proclaimed 9/11 truth dead.
I do.
And I'll tell you why. Whether you want to write me off as a conspiracy theorist or not, you know, I might have some alternative views as to what actually happened on that day. However, I feel that it might even be a majority of people in this country that stand for 9/11 truth. That doesn't have anything to do necessarily with the conspiracy theories that you've seen around. The thing is, I'm sure that everyone there and a good bit of your listeners can agree that we don't all have the full story.
How are you ever going to get the full story about anything?
Well, no, and I know that we won't. You know, I know that we're not all going to know exactly what happened. But think about, I think that the most glaring example is Building 7. And I'm not even going to go into the controlled demolition theory and all that. My point is that in the entire 9/11 Commission report, there's not one mention of Building 7. And also with the 9/11 Commission report, we still have over 1,000 pages that are still blacked out.
But Kevin, this wasn't the issue for me, though, Kevin. I said that there were some interesting points to be had, especially around Building 7, right? What I said was it has become irrelevant. The vast majority of Americans believe that there was a conspiracy theory around JFK, and they haven't done anything about it. So even if you guys do convert more people to your side, you're not going to have any result. There is nothing that's going to occur.
That might be true, but Mark, you need to stop thinking of results as the government coming out and saying, yes, we did it, or blah, blah, blah.
I'm talking about results as in freedom, Kevin. Some kind of tangible result.
That's true, Mark. You can agree. You can agree that the whole 9/11 potential conspiracy might wake more people up.
Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Five 453. That's the Signal toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, we make a website not just available for your computer, but one for your smartphone too, m.freetalklive.com. It's just as interactive. You can do all kinds of great stuff on it. It's m.freetalklive.com. You know that cigarettes are bad for your health. You've probably been thinking about giving e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some accounts. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. They make one of the best vaporizers, e-cigarette vaporizers that you can get on the market today. It is has a bigger vaporizer so that you can get a nice big hit off of it. It's made well. You can just check it out. Just hold it in your hand versus the other ones, and you'll see how much more substantial it is. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? You can get this free vaporizer kit just by purchasing 40 cartomizers. Those are the little things that contain the nicotine, so you're going to use those up. With coupon code FTL, you'll get free shipping, because all orders over $60 get free shipping, and actually costs, I think, $69 or $70. Just purchase the 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Get free shipping, free starter kit at Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Adam, I'm a huge fan. I've pretty much watched every single one of your episodes on Adam vs. Man ever since it started. And my question or comment, I guess I wanted to say tonight was, I mean, I first woke up to the 9/11 truth, becoming a libertarian. And in the past couple of years, I've been reading Mises and Hayek and all those libertarian philosophers. And I really see a divide almost in libertarians, where some libertarians just won't even check out 9/11, where they won't even say, look at Building 7, it fell at free fall speed, you know, as if you dropped a bowling ball off the roof. It's impossible. It didn't get hit by a plane. And I don't understand why they won't open their minds to that.
Matt, do you trust the individuals who call themselves the government?
Absolutely not.
Okay, is that enough of a lesson learned for you for 9/11 being a fishy story?
Right, I mean, it's definitely a fishy story.
What's your problem with libertarians who probably share your view that they don't trust the individuals who call themselves the government? What are they supposed to learn from 9/11?
I'm not sure that they're supposed to learn anything. anything, but they get so defensive, they shut off their critical thinking. They have all this critical thinking on private property rights and the aggression principle.
Let me say something that's going to really piss off Mark here.
Not going to piss me off.
Yeah, right. Okay. Most people in this country who identify as libertarians, hate to break it to some of the nerdier members of the audience, myself included here, have not read Hayek and Mises and Rothbard and done that research.
I agree with that.
And come to the real philosophical understanding that we expect of the prominent voices in our movement, the people that we turn to for, a lens on the world. And there is being a libertarian in and of itself, even if you do actually embrace one of the philosophical precepts or axioms of non-aggression or self-ownership, then it doesn't make you immune to peer pressure. And because following 9/11, the way the story was so shoved down everyone's throats, not whether or not it was the truth, the government's version of the truth was so shoved down everyone's throats, it created this massive, massive social sort of expectation that you weren't going to challenge this brand new, most sacred of cows. And just because you've come to the philosophy or you've filled out the Nolan chart correctly and can say, I'm a libertarian now, doesn't mean that you're immune to the effects of this. Now, I'm not saying that this is Mark's position, but I know, see, there is, I think, it's just a matter of convenience to say things like, well, the issue turns people off, or it's an issue that people
don't
like.
I do think it turns people off.
Or it's not effective. And I think that
effective.
Keeps a lot of people...
That's a real issue, though.
No, it is.
I mean,
is.
If we
it
talk
is.
About
okay.
how the angels can dance on the head of a pen, that's really a pointless argument. And, it is a sort of colloquial statement for a reason, because there are arguments not really particularly worth having, and that if an argument is... Like, you can't prove anything. There is no possible proof to be had here. And it doesn't necessarily teach people the ideas of liberty, because it will teach them radical Democrat politics, radical right-wing politics. And so, I mean, A, it doesn't really – it's not effective. It doesn't do what we want it to do. And B, it can turn some people off. What's the point in this?
I think
I want to ask Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Fundamental – search for truth in my life, in everyone's life. I feel like I want to find the truth out. And, I'm obviously have been affected by that social pressure and everything. And I want to know what the truth was, because 3,000.
You're not going to find it.
I know I'm not. But
it's not available to you.
It's just fundamentally, I want to know the truth about everything.
You can't have
Mark, now you sound like the government.
You can't have the truth.
Mark,
there are walls in this world, and men need to stand in those walls. You can't handle the truth.
Mark, you really sound like the government now. I mean, I think this is
isn't to be had. Who's going to investigate this and find the truth?
You
the
know,
government?
You know how I became a libertarian really in spirit as a kid was that I was the one that always asked why. I was that kid in class. Why, teacher, why? And when it came to asking the government why, and there were never any good answers, I was forced to come to my own conclusions. And I think the fact, Mark, that there is a wall there, that the government has erected a wall, that for some people is so powerful to simply be introduced to the idea of 9/11 and go, holy crap, the government has put up a wall between me and the truth, fundamentally alters people's perception of government. And for you, you can sit here in Keene and be surrounded by agorists who say you are amazing and you know everything there is to know about philosophy, Mark, and we love you.
Not me.
Okay, well...
I'm the heel around here.
Okay, fair enough. But you can be... Think to the average... activist who's looking for an easy way to be able to reach people, for some of them, 9/11 is
the single most effective way to bring people to the philosophy of libertarianism.
That's not true,
if they don't understand the philosophy, if they don't have Mises and Rothbard in their back pockets, if they don't have all the answers,
Square,
and they can
New
say,
Hampshire.
Look, if they can say,
Hold
look,
on,
there's a wall here. There's a wall between the government has put up between
work.
You and the truth.
But
it
then
doesn't
what?
Work. I was standing on Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire, just on 9-10, holding up a sign for peace with a bunch of other peaceniks, radical Democrats that want to see Social Security expanded and blah, 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 blah. Radical, radical, radical socialists that don't believe in 9-11. They believe in 9-11 truth and all this stuff. So it doesn't work. It is not a libertarian
philosophy. You're making the case about this for effective activism, and you're spending your time standing on the side of a street with a sign.
What else?
You've heard of
do?
The internet, right?
Well,
you can put up a sign on the internet. It's called a website,
Egyptians,
and then anybody in the world
can see it. I decided to do this when I saw the uprising in Egypt. So I said, well, if those people managed to do it by standing in the center of their town and holding a sign, then I'm going to do it too. Matt,
I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think that it's a fundamental thing that shows that the government lies about everything. I mean, they really do. They lie about statistics, they lie about news reports, they lie about everything. And it's kind of the
people already say. But the most people will already say a politician is lying. You know, a politician's lying when his lips are moving. So I mean, they've already got that. They've already internalized that.
Okay,
Matt, I've got a whole bunch of calls that I got to get to
okay,
here. I've got five people lined up.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Matt.
855 450 free. SACL toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Gail in Michigan. Gail.
Hello. Hey.
What would you like to talk about?
I was listening originally about the military question, your perspective on the military.
Yes.
And I have a lot of family that's very, very supportive of military, and it's kind of been sort of shoved down my throat for a long time. And it was always really unpleasant to just be told that I had to think a certain way. So looking into it myself was a really big thing, but I've kind of come to the conclusion that whether you support any current military action, the whole concept of having a constantly active military,
a constantly what military?
Is a good thing.
I'm sorry,
a constantly active military, always having some military action somewhere in the world, whether or not it's for our immediate defense.
Well, what's the point of having a standing army if you're not going
to
use it to enrich the military industrial complex?
Everything looks like a nail. Gail, hold the line here. I didn't give you much time. If you would, please. 855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.